The question was asked, if one wants to purchase land in the area of Yehuda and Shimon, does he have to ask a halachic question? So the only halachic question that one might have, as far as I see, is as far as the dangers of living there. And that's a general question that every person is going to ask his Rav. Traveling there, living there, is that recommended? Is it permitted? Is it a mitzvah? Is it what is it? And each person is going to ask his Rav. But as far as just purchasing a home or purchasing land there, I don't see what the question would be. Whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, that's a question that everyone can gauge. If you value a certain Rav's opinion, you could ask him, but he won't necessarily have a better picture than you do. Hopefully, with his experience, he might. I might tell you that philosophically, emunit, there's a more correct answer as to whether you should or shouldn't purchase that land. But that's a question of advice and not something you have to listen to him about. The only halachic question that I know of is the question of safety. Yeah.
I mean, only the safety about life, and not the safety about money, because
so that's advice.
Sometimes destroys your property.
For sure, and then the government now is contemplating, it seems, something even more cruel than that. They won't destroy it because then they have to pay you for it, but they will put you under Palestinian authority and say, we don't owe you any money. You can live under them; they'll protect you. That's the direction they seem to be thinking, yeah, which is a very cruel and cynical way of giving away land, not having to pay for it. So anyone that's contemplating it, that shouldn't even think they'll get compensation, because I'm not so sure the government wants to do that. And the Pinoy had too much ramifications. It's not worth it. They could do it that way. They did it already to numerous lands. So that's a question of advice. And we've said many times that on questions of advice, you could ask for advice and then you could choose to take it or not. You're not obligated to any rabbi's advice. You might want to take it. You might not want to take it. That's your responsibility. We, as much as we hope a Rav or a big person in Judaism has Ruach HaKodesh, that doesn't mean you have to take anything he says. That isn't in Halacha. We hope he does, but we don't know if he does.